Melbourne International Comedy Festival kicked off last night with some traumatic childhood experiences as the subject matter. Our reporter Rachel Brown was curious about how you could turn this into comedy. She went along to a show about the Royal Commission into the Church to find out.
Corporate punishment. He said you can get a tap on each hand. You could audibly hear David Ridsdale from the back of the court go, "What about six of the best?" You know?
Frank Hamster's memories from the altar are being laid bare on stage. The former altar boy had never spoken about his sexual assault by a Ballarat priest in the 80s until being called before the Royal Commission last year.
I can't recall that. That didn't happen.
How do you find comedy in child sex abuse?
Well, comedy was my only means of defence. I was 6 years old when I was first exposed to by a person that was a priest in Ballarat, and I was fishing at Lake Wendouree with my new fishing rod, and this guy came up, showed me his erect penis out of his shorts, and I said, "Gee, that's nice, mister, but I don't think it'll fit on my fishing hook," and I've been dealing with it that way ever since.
There's a lot of comedians using weighty material, yourself, Corey White, Lana Schwartz is doing a show about breast cancer.
Yeah. It's a wonderful that we've been given this opportunity, and like Lana and Corey, rare breed of comedian that actually says stuff. There's no dick jokes in their material.
For Corey White, sharing his traumatic childhood, abuse of every variety as he was bounced through foster homes, and his subsequent depression and ice addiction, won him the festival's Best Newcomer Award last year for his show The Cane Toad Effect.
Mum was a heroin addict, which is very sad, gets worse, never even released one great music album.
His show's back this year.
I think you get the funniest stuff from people who have been to the edge, definitely.
I decided I would kill myself, and I thought I'd just drop down into that water and just have peace. And then my mobile phone started ringing. "Would you be interested in saving some money on your mobile phone bill?" I just erupted into the biggest laugh of my life.
And he says mining his trauma for comedy just makes sense to him.
I don't tend to find normal comedic topics very interesting, you know, like Tinder or awkward sexual experiences. I prefer to find humour in bleaker things. And I also think that's where you get the biggest laughs from people. The things that people are most afraid of talking about are the things that they're most ready to laugh about.
Susan Provent has been the Comedy Festival's director for 2 decades and says she laughed through tears at Mr. White's show.
You have this struggle going on inside you where the hugeness of the story is actually devastating and makes you cry, but at the same time you're laughing and you think to yourself, why am I laughing at this?
Corey White again.
I think in some ways comedians have become public intellectuals and sort of philosophers of our time. They're the thinkers we don't need, but they're the thinkers we deserve. You know, in this like truncated consciousness that we all have now with shortened attention spans and stuff, comedians are able to speak, I think, most directly to issues and to people. Nobody's going to read a 10,000 word essay on the foster care system, but if you can compress it and make it funny, then you're more likely to break through.
That's comedian Corey White, ending that report by Rachel Brown.